Hey folks, welcome to another episode of Tech on Trial. I'm your host Sal, and I have Victor with me as usual. We're here to once more unravel the mysteries of tech and bring you insights that have you brain buzzing, eh? Including mine. Today we're diving into a topic that's kind of a reshaping the legal world, particularly AI-powered solutions for document search and retrieval. It's a nice name. Mm. But before we get into the nitty-gritty, make sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss another electrifying discussion. Did you like that one, Victor?
That was good, yeah.
Electrifying discussion, that's awesome. So, all right, so brace yourselves.
Yeah, let's get going.
Zooming into this whole idea of how AI is turning the legal field on its head, turbocharging the way documents are searched and retrieved, but particularly, I want to hear from you, what is this, like, give us a rundown, what is that about? Like, it's a speed, it's an accuracy, what is that about?
The answer is yes, Sal. It's all of those things and more. So, I mean, imagine your firm or like any office, really, any office that has a lot of documents, and you're going to have some sort of like file room, document room. And a lot of these places have started to go digital, or they're already on their path to digital. And like, yeah, they're trying to supercharge their environment. AI and NLP, like natural language processing, is sort of like the secret sauce or the magic behind it. What it does is it makes mountains of paperwork a thing of the past. It, like you were asking, it's efficiency, productivity, accuracy, all of those, and maybe even a little bit of magic, all rolled into those sort of solutions.
Well, I don't think of anyone better than you to guide me through this. I'm still a Padawan on all of this, so yeah. So tell me, first off, this whole AI discussion on the legal sphere, like I've read on Forbes the other day that AI is going to give lawyers like this whole turbo boost kind of experience. And I think it was the John Simmons article that said that it's basically liberating them from the document drudgery and helping them to flex their muscles on when it comes to actually find the best approach to the cases and all of the situations they're in.
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, really, you have to imagine that the AI or any AI that is like worth its while is your ally, and it can review and categorize just piles and piles of legal docs in a blink. It's the kind of efficiency that lawyers have been dreaming of, and that they've always hoped that their articling students, paralegals, and interns would do. And now this is just a more automated way of doing all that and giving them some higher level work.
So it's basically what we've been already talking about, the NLP power and the idea of using the natural language to process data. It kind of translates legalese into the work, I guess. Eh?
Yeah, in a sense. I mean, in contemporary knowledge and culture, if you think of IBM's Watson, which everyone believes is like such great AI, imagine that analyzing legal briefs like a complete language genius. Like it's your little Einstein or whoever you want to think of. NLP lets the machines it lets the machines understand human language. It makes searching so much more intuitive, and it makes it more effective. If you're old enough to remember, it's sort of like having Lycos or Alta Vista search, and then Google comes around, and now you're like, whoa, my mind is just blown.
So it's basically AI giving a lesson to lesson, like a
language lesson.
Yeah, a language lesson to basically like a legal world or everyone else.
That's
involved.
Right. Yeah, like legal speak becomes understandable. Like so much of like regular practitioners, intermediaries, mortgage brokers, real estate people, so much of their work is just explaining the contract to people, as is lawyers. So if you're able to translate legalese into layman, you're already way ahead of the game.
Yeah, yeah. So, and that's what I'm heading to, is like, what's essentially the game plan for all of the legal pros out there, people who are willing to test the new technology, and basically who needs to adopt new technology in order to improve performance and even get better outcomes on their cases.
Yeah, I mean, it's time to buckle up. Like, realistically, it's a lot of stay in the loop, collaborate with who you believe are tech wizards or people worthy of doing some of this AI with you, and keep your algorithms up to date. That's not really for the legal world, that's more for the tech wizards. And realistically, don't forget that AI is great, but it's really when you blend it with human expertise that you get like a superpower. That's when you become Superman as opposed to just like, you know, a big ant who lifts a lot of weight.
Or man.
Or man, or
So
just man. There you go. Or
I can,
Superwoman and woman.
there
You
you
get
go.
both. Yeah.
I can definitely imagine a lawyer giving a high five to a robot in the future. That's
Yeah. We'll put the
cannot get
robot in
out
a
of my
nice
mind.
suit too, just so he looks the part or she looks the
Presentable.
part. Exactly.
So I think like with that, I think we can leave the minds of our listeners thinking of like what's coming next and so on, and to understand how AI is still transforming in its infancy, but transforming document search and retrieval law and any other field, basically. We're just scratching the surface, eh?
Oh, for sure. It's amazing the advances we've seen and made in the last like 3, 4 years, or even the last 8 years. But like, we're at a very rapidly changing environment for everything that's tech on trial, really.
And well, for me, that's a wrap. Do you have anything else? Well, don't forget to hit the subscribe button to stay tuned. And until next time, Victor and I, we are signing off here from Tech on Trial. Stay curious and keep teching.
See you next week.
Cheers.